Everyone, and welcome to the Accessibility Advisory Committee meeting today on Monday, February 7th, 2022. To begin with, please know that this meeting is being recorded and the meeting audio will be placed on our website. Just to share a few helpful tips, anyone...
I'll try to follow, like, too, you know, talking, but...
Excuse me for a second, I'm going to mute everyone. So that we don't have any background noise. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to share some helpful tips for everyone joining via phone calls. You probably recall that if you press star six, that would do the trick of muting and unmuting yourself. If you would like to make some comments, you can virtually raise or lower hands by pressing star nine. Everyone on the video conference, you can click on the speaker icon to mute or unmute yourself. And if you go under reactions, there is a raise hand icon. You can click on that, and that will indicate that you intend to speak. We do have interpreters on this call with us. So it helps them if you state your name first. It also helps everyone on the phone call knowing who the speaker is at the moment. Anyone looking to make some public comments, please do inform me now. You can also send me a chat message and I would share as far as how anyone can submit their public comments before or after the meeting. And at this point, Chair Pazron, I would ask for you to move the meeting forward. Did you want me to go ahead and read the agenda at this point?
Yes, please. And I don't remember if we added to the agenda discussing the changeover of Smart Trip cards in March and what's going to happen to Metro Access ID cards.
We did include that for the Metro Access Web Committee meeting.
Okay, I'd like to talk about that tonight since we do have Chris Colbert here, as well as Terry Ann, as well as Mr. Blake. So those are the three people that can answer that. Okay. So why don't we put that on the agenda?
Sure. No, we can amend that. So just to go over the agenda, after I finished reading the agenda, I would go ahead and take the roll call of the committee members. Afterwards, Dr. Posner, being the AAC chair, will go through the motion of approval of the agenda, amended agenda, the prior meeting minutes, and the board report. He would share information about the budget hearings. If we have any public comments, we will take that. The BRS chair would provide the bus and rail subcommittee report. And we will also have the Metro Access subcommittee report by the Metro Access subcommittee chair. And the meeting would adjourn at 7:30. Again, just to reiterate, we will have the topic added as recommended by Chair Posner to discuss the Metro Access ID cards with the new fare gates. At this point, Chair Posner, I can take the attendance of the committee members. Everyone present, please confirm your presence for me. Elber Ariza Silva. Darnese Bush. Tino Calabia.
Present.
Thank you. Vanessa Coles. Rico Dancy. Rico is on the call with us. Deborah Fisher.
Present.
Thank you. Marcy Goldstein.
Present.
Thank you. Melanie Henderson.
Present.
Thank you. Steve Caffin.
Present.
Thank you. Thomas Mangrum. Philippa Mazel.
Present.
Thank you. Anthony Oberg. Phil Posner.
Present.
Thank you. Doris Ray.
Present.
Denise Brush.
Present.
Thank you. Paul Semaphore.
Hello, the Zoom user has left the meeting.
Paul is listening in.
yes, he is. Thank you. Patrick Sheehan.
Here.
Thank you. And Kelly Simon. All right, that concludes our attendance for today's meeting. At this point, Chair Posner, I would ask for you to move the meeting forward. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you. A quick announcement, the meeting on the budget will start at 6 o'clock, but you can sign on right now if you want to. The telephone number is 855-925-2801. And the meeting code is 8563. It will also be recorded and available on YouTube at the Metro Forward site if you miss it tonight. You still have the opportunity to do the same thing tomorrow and on Wednesday. And please get to at least one of the meetings. We need stuff. And if they don't hear from the disability and the senior community, they must think we don't need it. And you can write your comments. You can send them in through the website. You can take a survey. But the best thing to do, and it's easy this year because you can Zoom or you can phone. But if you're going to phone, you have to tell them by 5 o'clock before the day you're doing it. So it's too late for tomorrow, but you could still call in for Maryland tomorrow and tell them that you want to attend. I can't urge you enough to show up, because if you don't show up, you're not going to get anything for the disability community or for the senior community. And we're going to get a new general manager in June. We're going to get a new Congress. And in 2023, there's a fiscal cliff. This week is the week for us to request what we need. If we don't care, why are we here? So let's move on with the agenda. Without dissent, we will approve the minutes of the last meeting, which everybody has had an opportunity to read. Is anyone unhappy with the current set of minutes that you have received? I see no hands up. Hearing no dissent, the minutes are approved. You've all received a draft of the letter to the board, and that will be the final draft until the hearings are over. And depending upon what happens at the hearings, I will add items to that draft. If there is anything that anyone would like removed or added to that draft, please raise your hand. If not, I will assume the final draft is unanimously approved. Thank you.
Chair Posner, this is Anu. Doris just raised her hand.
Doris.
I was just wondering, Mr. Chair, if we should point out the equity in some ways, of continually having public hearings about service changes as well as budget on the same night, particularly of the full AAC meeting.
Doris, They have already heard that. And you will hear it again, and I'm disappointed that you are not down there physically at the meeting since it's right next door to your workplace.
Sir, that's not true. We are not, by policy, coming in person to our workplace right now because of COVID.
That's fine.
I mean,
you could have still gone down there.
And I could have, but I mean, one of the reasons that we're closed is because of Omicron.
That's fine. That's fine. Hopefully you will be able to call in to at least one of the meetings. Obviously, it's too late for tomorrow, but there's still Wednesday. Because if we don't show up, it doesn't matter what we say in the board report. They need to hear from individuals and bodies. They hear from me on a regular basis. And I tell them, I am representing a huge group of seniors and people with disabilities and representatives from large disability groups, including the low vision community, the low hearing community, the pediatric community. And they have to hear from someone besides me. Otherwise, forget anything we ask for. Steve, I see your hand up.
Thank you, Phil. I recall reading that on the day of a particular hearing, we do have the chance to attend that evening's hearing without the requirement to email speak@WMATA.com. I know I did for tomorrow night, but I don't, they said they would like to have a show of number of people, but I don't think it's required. So I think that gives, that may give an out to people who haven't, who would like to attend in person either tomorrow or Wednesday and haven't had the chance to do the formality yet.
Steve, thank you. I can tell you my experience. I recorded my statement. I wrote my statement. I sent it to them on Sunday. They told me, sorry, Charlie, we're not prepared to play your recording tonight. And we're not prepared to read your statement into the record. Email it appended to the survey. And I can tell you the board is going to hear all about that.
Muted, currently unmuted, hopeless.
So good luck.
All right.
Show up and try to be heard.
Yeah,
if not, at least sign up before 5 o'clock tomorrow for Wednesdays. Because once again, we are not being treated equally. Anyone else?
Phil, this is Pat. I was just going to say, right now, I'm on hold to speak at 6 o'clock, so I might have to dive off the meeting. I will say that the telephone access is very simple. As much as I hate to miss a chunk of this meeting, being able to say what I need to say, and particularly with the three or four talking points that you gave us, that we've talked about in the past, I think is very easy to do. So anyone can get on by phone and take a few minutes from this meeting and just give your testimony and, saying what giving those four talking points over and over and over, and our own personal experience, I think is important.
Thank you, Pat. I tried the same thing and they told me I couldn't do that. Because I hadn't signed up before 5 o'clock on Friday.
Incredible.
Yes, it is incredible. And the board will hear that from me personally.
I'll let you know if they let me in there, Phil.
Yeah, because I am called in. I'm there. It's on my phone. It's right next to me right now. And I will be listening to the meeting. And I will try to talk, but they have already told me, forget it. Now, I don't feel too badly because I get face-to-face with the board every month, but still, this is not
okay,
equal access.
This is Ms. Rush. So when you signed me up for all three meetings to attend, they encouraged me not to come and phone in. So some people they're encouraging to come, and then some they're telling to phone in. It's unorganized.
They're telling everybody to phone in if they can. They're trying to keep the numbers down because of COVID. And you're right, they're going to hear about this negatively from me, about how this entire thing is being handled.
Well,
go ahead and call in and see if you can talk.
Okay. Because I said I would come, and they explicitly told you to tell me call in and not come.
Yes.
Are we on the same page?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Thank you.
They're trying to limit the number of buddies that are there in that meeting room.
Mr. Blake, you have no comment?
I'm listening and I'm taking notes, Ms. Rush, and this is news to me, so I will follow up as well, but I have no reason to doubt what you and Mr. and Dr. Posner are saying at this moment.
Because, you know, I would have been there, and they encouraged me with a please, please don't come. Call in.
I understand. So,
and so that means tomorrow I should come. Is that what that means?
In America, yes. You're free to do as you wish. So I would do what you feel you should do. I would say, though, if I'm, you know, I haven't spoken to my colleagues about this and the messaging. But, yes, I'm sure it's to keep, what they say, social distancing and body spread apart. And it also reinforces the point that everybody's testimony, be it in person, on the phone, or by email, is all treated equally. That's the only thing I could believe my colleagues are implying when they say, hey, if you testify by phone or if you come in, either way, it'll be treated the same.
But you are hearing that it's not being treated the same. Well, the one thing is they tell you, because when I was planning to come, they were saying, get your Metro access and make sure your bus comes back in 30 minutes because we just want you to testify and leave. Well, Metro access doesn't come back in 30 minutes. Boo, boo.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
I hear you. And on those cases, you know, again, this goes totally again, I mean, different from this public hearing. But as you know, I've been saying all along, I'm trying to make us an accommodating service. So if you went down there and you decided to leave in 30 minutes, my commitment and my team's commitment would be to have tried to send a vehicle to you as soon as possible. And that goes whether it's a public hearing or our general service. We're trying to be more accommodating. But again, there's been some messaging that I probably should have been made aware of that I haven't been. But it is my belief, and I hear what Dr. Posner said, and I hear what you said, it is my belief based on public hearings here and at other transit agencies that all testimony is treated equally. But we will follow up.
Yes, thank you. Tino, I see your hand up. Go ahead and let me tell you, all testimony is treated equally until you look somebody in the eye and listen to what they're saying. So they hear it differently when they see an African-American woman, an Asian man, someone in a wheelchair, someone on crutches, someone with a dog. That does They're human beings. And that has a bigger impact on what they hear. Other words, it's just words on the paper. And I can tell you, as someone who has lobbied for a lot of years, when they look me in the eye and they have to explain something to my face, not just say, oh, I feel your pain having read the paper. It's different being in person. And we all know that when we have been in person and talked to people. So that's my speech. And that's why it's so important. Make them see the people that are not getting what they're asking for. Tino, please go ahead.
What you said in the last 20 seconds is really important. But I just raised my hand because Patrick mentioned he's going to be on at 6. And I think Patrick said he called in. If he called in today, I think it's still possible to call in today to at least be heard by phone this evening. So I would have tried to call in to see what happened, but I'm afraid of getting feedback that would be filtered into our program.
Tino, I have called in. And after I called in, gave them the access code, they then said, hit star for other options. And I hit star and I got nothing.
Oh, really?
So I am listening to the meeting, but I'm not being called to speak at the meeting.
Okay.
So you can call in, and that's fine. And what I have done is I have my headset on, so we're not getting interference from my cell phone and the Zoom meeting.
Hey, Phil. This is yes. Pat. When yes. I called in and put in the access code, the 4-digit access code, I hit pound, and then it said, you know, hit 1 for this, 2 for that, and 3 to be added to the queue.
Okay.
So I don't know if pound helps. There was another key I hit after that at one point, and I had to call back in because I got an admin code, and then it hung up. It said, put in your admin code, which, of course, I didn't have. But pound allowed me to get 1 to listen to the meeting, 2 for something else, and 3 to be added to the queue. And so it said you were added to the queue, and actually I'm first.
Which okay, is good. Weird. So guys, everybody call in. And after you put in 8563, hit pound.
Mm-hmm. It told me to do *3.
Okay.
Right. I hit pound, and then after that it said hit 3. 2 for this and 3 to be added to the queue to speak.
Okay.
3 and did it. It worked.
So anyway, guys, everybody call in and wait for the instructions after you put in 8563. And they'll tell you. They told me to hit star.
They told me to hit *3.
Okay.
They tell everybody something different. Okay, here we go. Round the merry-go-round.
Okay, so go ahead and dial in and see what they tell you. And let's take a chance. We may get to talk tonight. And don't worry about missing anything at this meeting. I mean, take 5 minutes to try to dial in. If you can get into the queue, get into the queue.
Chair Posner, this is, I see Doris has her hand up. Doris, did you want to make any comments?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, okay. This is one other thing that I want to add and will put in testimony. But this is why we need to have the hearings plan and the communication plan give enough, number one, for notice, not for members of this committee, I mean for the broader community, to be able to get the word out. And 15 calendar days is not enough. And the other thing is that the previous way they handled the meetings was to, in jurisdiction as big as Northern Virginia and over there in Maryland, to have two meetings, at least one of them being in Fairfax. And actually, if it had been held in Fairfax, there would have been a big enough room and a video system throughout the building that would have allowed social distancing and made it easier for people, because the boardroom in Arlington County is a very small room. So just to note those kinds of things. But for going forward, and I don't know why they don't ever consider doing it that way. Maybe Mr. Blake knows, maybe especially again during COVID. And to my understanding, the Federal Transit Act requires a communication act, and that the public have, a communication plan, and that the public have be able to have a hearing on actually that plan. So,
Doris, thank you. Specifically, now that Zoom is available, I have attended international meetings with 2,000 people attending and being able to talk by raising their hands. And right, if WMATA can't do that, no wonder they can't run the buses and the trains on time.
Oh, there is one thing I want to say. I do know that Arlington County, if they're using the jurisdictional systems, the jurisdictional telephone systems are different for the public hearings. And I know in Arlington County, they're using Teams. So they may, do you know, Mr. Blake, because that system presents a problem for people calling in?
Yes, they use Teams for their regular board meetings, but they're using Zoom for the public hearings.
Oh, they are.
Okay. Teams
is good. That's good. Okay.
Teams is clunky, Doris, but it's doable, and a lot of times they do have phone numbers with it. Because I use Teams at VA all the time. I'm not a big fan.
No, I mean, but there's no raise your hand function, so that's.
Yes, there is a raise your hand function.
Yeah.
There is.
Well,
But Teams is not something that is useful for the general public. It is something that is used within businesses and different organizations. And Patrick has that through the Veterans Administration. My wife has it through the National Science Foundation. I have it through the FDA. But the average person that rides Metro and has something to say does not have access to Teams and does not have the training involved. And I can tell you, it has taken training for the board members to learn how to use Teams for their board meetings. So they are using Zoom, and that's fine. We are using Zoom, and it's unfortunate that they have made it so complex about signing up to be heard. And I'm not apologizing for them, because they're the ones that did it. We have tried to get them to change. And this is a biannual event. Every time there are budget hearings, we have complained because they are always scheduled on the night of one of our meetings. And quite often they're in places that are totally inaccessible. And they've gotten better about having it at places that are accessible to bus, rail, metro access, and do have accessible restrooms and do have elevators that are accessible. And they have gotten better at that. But this time,
that's
access.
I'm glad you said that part. I'm going to chime in, Dr. Phil, because that had been a commitment of ADAP when I was there, and it continued with Carol. So we do go and inspect all proposed hearing locations and for their accessibility to public transit, but as well as their accessibility in and outside of the building. So I'm glad to hear you say that. And again, I will follow up with the colleagues. I know you're going to have strong words for the board members and my colleagues as well, and I think that's only fair and right. But I'm glad you said that about the facilities. That has been something we've been committed to.
The Zoom is important, but I can tell you as someone who lives in Arlington that the Arlington County Commission offices right now are not accessible to get in from the street. There is so much construction going on there that getting from the metro or from any of those buses is difficult. The site they've chosen in Maryland, if you take the metro out to take those shuttle buses over to the meeting place, I have done that. It is not easy. And if you are low vision and not familiar with the neighborhood, finding your way there is not easy. Metro access is better to get there, and that's fine. But I'm just saying that they're getting better, but they're not perfect.
Represent the Commonwealth of Virginia on the Metro Board of Directors.
Yes.
I'm joined this evening by
Chair Posner. This is Anu, and I just wanted to share this that I would echo what Patrick had said earlier about being able to get into the line. I just tested it a few minutes ago myself, and by pressing 3, I was in the queue, and I was the second person, which I hung up because I'm not planning on giving any testimony, but I just wanted to test the line and make sure that it's working. So I just wanted to share that. And we have 3 hands up right now. Doris, were you still intending to make any more comments? No. Tino, did you want to make any more comments? And then we have Steve.
Yeah, I also tried about 10 minutes ago, and the telephone number worked for me, and I could get it on the queue. So that works. It's not as effective as Phil says. It's not as effective as being on Zoom or being on the media.
Yeah, they have just started the meeting, and the board members are now telling everybody how great they are and how wonderfully accessible they are. They're telling you about all the notices they've made.
Point of privilege, Mr. Chair. For our meeting's purposes, having the volume going on from the meeting, it makes it impossible for somebody with a hearing impairment to sort out the 2 signals. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Is this the interpreter speaking? It's really hard for me to hear because I hear another recording going on at the same time as this meeting.
Overview of next year's proposed budget.
I hear something on speaker. Thank you so much.
I apologize. We will try to be more organized now. So if everyone would mute their speaker or phone until they speak. Thank you.
This is Anu. Steve, I see your hand is up. Did you want to go ahead and make your comments?
Yes. Following up, Tino, about what you said, I looked back at the notice, and the notice says that if you want to speak in person, they'd like you to email the day before. However, it also says, though it's not required, but we want to be prepared. I know I'm attending tomorrow night, but I've emailed. I haven't yet received a confirmation that they've even acknowledged my email. But following that statement, I'm still going to be there. And if there's a question, I'm just going to make a photocopy of the announcement and be there. I know you pretty much try to be present. At all possible. And I just want to let you know there is a possibility there if you wish. I'm going to try. thank you.
Thank you. This is Phil again. If there are no other comments, let's move on to the agenda. And I recommend that we ask Mr. Blake and Mr. Colbert to discuss what's happening with our Metro access cards.
Okay, thank you. I'll turn over to Mr. Colbert as he was preparing to discuss this at one of the subcommittee meetings, but he should be prepared to discuss it tonight as well. Thank you.
Yeah, and this is Christopher Colbert speaking. Hopefully this is a short discussion and can put minds at ease. All of the smart trip cards that have been issued to both Metro Access and reduced fare customers have, or rather are all the newer smart trip cards. So there should be no customers who have any issues with this transition with respect to our cards. The only folks who may be affected are individuals who have purchased senior smart trip cards in years past, or those who purchased reduced fare cards in years past prior to us switching to smart trip ID cards. Online, I believe it gives information on our website. I don't recall offhand that explains how to identify that. But basically, if the smart trip number on the back of your card starts with 0167, you're fine. Anything else, you know, may be problematic with these new changes.
Thank you. On a personal account, I renewed my smart trip, my Metro Access card, and I never got mailed to me. And so I still have my old one, which is usable because you're accepting the old cards. But it probably won't work on bus or rail. It will work for Metro Access.
That would be correct, and I can look into that for you and see what's going on with that card and have it resent.
Number is 80791.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. And, you know,
Chair Posner, if you're speaking, you are on mute at this point.
Yeah, I stopped speaking. No, I'm leaving myself on mute and just pressing my space bar when I speak to make things a little less confusing for everybody. So I'm trying to be a good leader and be muted when I'm not talking. So I think we can move on to the next item on the agenda, which is?
Public comments.
Please, Ano, go ahead.
Okay. Before we go to public comments, if I may, I just want to read some information from our website about participating in the public hearing. And I just want to read this bullet, which might be helpful a little bit. It says to participate in person, pre-register by emailing at speak@vermata.com or calling at 202-962-2511 by 5 p.m. the day before the public hearing. It also says that you can also register on site. So by stating on site, I'm assuming that anyone who would like to participate in person is able to register when they are on site on the day of the hearing. But we will definitely, as Mr. Blake also said, we'll double check on that. For public comments, Barbara Melville wanted to make some comments. Barbara, please go ahead and take yourself off of mute and make your comments.
Thank you, Anu. This is Barbara speaking. I would like to report that the new turnstiles are working out very well from a visual standpoint. I guess I had some concerns in the beginning because there was some assessment being used via some kind of a tool. And so I was, and others have reported to me that they are able to use the new turnstiles and look forward to getting more of those. And the carts, like my shopping cart, for example, won't fit through there. I do know there's the ADA gates. However, they're just a little bit narrow. I want to say to Chris Colbert and team, thank you very much for the Metro Access ID card. I am conditionally eligible. And when I was issued that, they did say, hey, do you want us to put Braille on it? And I said, hey, sure, why not? And I find that very, very helpful because I have several ID cards and they're kind of all mixed up together. And I can tell very quickly which one is the Metro Access card. So keep up the great work on that one. That's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. If any other member would like to make some comments, please go ahead and remove your, take yourself off of mute. Okay.
Hi. where's the hand up?
I see it now. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't planning to make this, but since we have a moment or two, you know, I've during this COVID period, I've been quite impressed by the drivers, the bus operators. Initially, they, when boarding and, you know, and departing was being done in the center door, they had a particular challenge, and that challenge was to make sure that that door was initially open and accessible, and then it was that it was kept open until everyone alighted. In my riding of buses, I saw no instances where the drivers didn't cushion enough time to ensure that this would occur. I'm also noticing that you know, it's been a rather complex and stressful period for everybody, everybody, and including the drivers, I'm sure, not only at work, but at home. And yet I find that they generally have a, still have a pretty good disposition about them and, you know, are willing to react to a good morning and also to be accommodating, particularly if one requires using the front door as opposed to the middle door. And so I just wanted to make that statement of positive experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I'll be sure to pass that sentiment along, and we'll also have it in the record, of course.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Blake.
All right. Thank you. I will just take a quick moment and remind everyone that the Hettinger 2021 Awards are going to be held next week during the Bus and Rail Subcommittee meeting. The allotted time at this point is 30 minutes. Last year, when we held the virtual ceremony, that's approximate time that we took for the virtual ceremony. So keeping that in mind, we have kept the similar time frame for 2021 Hettinger Award ceremony as well. So just wanted to share that with everyone. Obviously, we do have some flexibility of time as well. If we need additional time, we will move the meeting agenda accordingly. And that's something I just wanted to remind everyone that next week is the bus rail subcommittee meeting where we will be holding the virtual ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you, Anu. This is Phil again. I am listening to Patrick testifying right now, and he is very good. He has thanked the board. He then has asked for simplification and flat fares. And he is now talking about implementing the bus transformation project. I know that's part. So I'll let you go back to yours. Who's next?
Any other member who would like to make any comments? Tina?
Phil, how are you able to hear what's going on? I mean,
he's connected on two phone lines. He's connected through the phone.
Oh, yes. So one can hear through the phone right now?
Yes.
Yes, I'm on Zoom for our meeting, and I am in Arlington on my cell phone listening to Patrick.
Okay. Is it the same number as with the code, et cetera?
Tino, I can put the information in the chat. That might help.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. So you will have in the chat, you have the phone number and the meeting code that you will need to enter. After you enter the code, there would be instructions to press star. After pressing star, the instructions are to press 1 or 3. You would press 3 to give testimony.
Oh, I see.
You can listen to the meeting by pressing 1. If you press 3, you can actually give your testimony.
And this is Phil again. Patrick has just finished speaking, and they have no one else in the queue, and they are now going to the people that are there in person that are speaking.
And just as a reminder, Paul Semelford, I believe, is there in person to give his testimony.
Yes, he is.
Would any other member like to make any comments at this point?
Is there anyone in the public new who has signed up for public comment?
Mr. Blake, we only had Barbara, and she just made her comments.
Okay.
For today's meeting, we were light on the topics for discussion during this meeting because of the budget hearing that's running parallel with our meeting. Chair Posner wanted everyone to have an opportunity to give their testimonies and listen to the budget hearing. And that is the reason we did not have too many topics of discussion for today's meeting.
Yes, thank you, Anu. In addition, I was told by several of the board members that they might be able to attend. And so we left open space in case they were able to attend this evening. And then I also wanted to leave time for us as committee members to call in, as Patrick and Paul and Denise are doing. And what I would suggest is anyone that still wants to call in and see if they'll put you in the queue. Who knows, we may get lucky.
Hey, Phil?
Patrick, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Anu. Yeah, it seemed, I don't know how the communication was initially in the beginning, but actually Denise was the first person that they asked for on the phone. So even though it's confusing, the fact that she felt she wasn't getting in, she actually did get registered. So hopefully she can get in.
Good. I heard your testimony, Patrick. You were very good. You hit all the bullet points. I didn't hear Denise.
She wasn't there. But she was actually registered as the first person on the phone. So I think that even though she was getting mixed signals, she actually did get registered. But I agree with you, Phil. If she wanted to call in now, it doesn't look like there's a lot of people there, and they're taking in-person video and then phone people, you know, 1, 2, 3 like that. So I agree with you, Phil. I think I will call in on Tuesday, and I will call in on Wednesday, because it looks like it's fairly easy to do. I agree with you that in person is more effective, I think, but in this day and age, you know, I think that I also know that in the past, being able to give whatever testimony you can give and staying to our points, I think helps, because they really look at every piece of testimony at the end of the day. And I think it goes on for another week or two. So.
And the advantage again in person, not only do they have to look you in the eye, they're usually there a half hour before time, sometimes an hour, and you can actually walk up to them or roll up to them and talk person to person, not behind the podium with a 2-minute limit.
Right.
So, you know, if you can get there in person, that's great. If not, at least call in.
I believe Ms. Rush is
Sounds like Ms. Rush is testifying now.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad she was able to get in. Uh-huh.
Patrick,
yes, Denise is on right now. I'm listening to her.
Yes. Yes, I know.
I just wanted to clarify one thing. It's the survey that goes on.
Thank you, Anu. I thought I was misspeaking on that. The survey's open for another couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
Am I right about that? Okay. Thank
you,
Anu.
Yes, you have until the 15th for the survey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we also submit long form comments apart from the survey?
Yes, you can. When you log on to the survey on the WMATA website, the first question is, would you like to submit comments and do the survey? Do the survey alone, or just do comments alone? And so I did exactly that. I wrote my comments. I saved them on my computer. And then they have a tool where you can just browse and paste them into the site. And then I took the survey after I submitted my written comments. So yes, and that's at the very beginning. So just go to the WMATA webpage that Anu has given everybody and click on the survey. And when you start the survey, the first question they will ask you after what jurisdiction you're in is, would you like to submit comments, take the survey, or submit comments and take the survey?
Great. Thank you, Phil. Thanks.
And this is Anu. Just to state, if it helps, I'll be more than happy to share that survey link again and send another email to everyone so that you have it on top of your emails.
Yeah, thank Phil, the message that you sent out earlier, Phil, that had that phone number right at the top with the passcode. And I think I misspoke. I did hit the pound key after the passcode, but I don't think you had to. I think that it just went in. And then you're right. It did say *3 to get into the queue.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments? If not, yes.
Would you, no, I was just, this is an, Chair Posner, I was just going to ask if we do not have any further comments, did you want Tino to give his report?
What I'm going to suggest is we adjourn the meeting and have every single person here call
That's in. A good idea, yeah.
And we can catch up with all of the other reports later on. I think it's more important that we get an opportunity to listen to what's going on and maybe even get in the queue and speak. So please, you all have the phone numbers. And Anu, if you'll keep the Zoom meeting up so people can get the numbers from the chat.
Sure.
Let's take a break.
Okay. So if any, as Chair Posner said, if anybody would like to call in, either listen to the budget hearing or give their testimony, please do. I will keep this meeting on so that anyone who needs to look at the chat message, you can, or if you need to contact me, I'm here available. Thank you.
Anu, is the phone number to participate by phone the same number to listen?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You just hit one for to listen and three if you want to be in the queue.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yes, you're right, Patrick.
I didn't follow instructions, so Anu,
yes.
Can you tell me what that phone number is? I want to dial in and listen to the hearing.
Sure. Give me 1 second, people. I'll read it.
Okay.
Yes, I just called in and I have just been added to the queue to speak.
Okay.
Good.
Wonderful. Patrick.
So I got to speak.
Uh-huh.
I heard you, Ms. Brush.
Yeah. I'm glad I spoke before you, Denise, because you're a hard act to follow. I don't like following you.
You know you talk trash.
No, that's good. I'm glad you got in. Actually, Denise, it's interesting. You were the first person they called when I was there. You didn't know that you had gotten registered. Yeah. Yeah,
and then
that's a little bit confusing. Yeah,
I got disconnected, and so then I called back, I got through.
Then you got in. Yeah, okay, me too.
Yeah.
So it's I'm going to do the same thing on Tuesday, Wednesday night. Just call in. Yeah.
Well, no, I got to see Miss. I got to come down to the building tomorrow.
You're just special.
Oh, great.
No, because we need numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, if they see your face, and it is effective to see eye to eye, to see that you coming out in the cold and in a wheelchair or blind or whatever, it's effective. The visual, eye to eye. You know, like the way I watch Mr. Blake's blind, you know, with my blind eyes.
What?
Huh?
Okay, yeah. And I'll see if I get something here. Yeah, okay.
Ms. Rush, I believe
let's see.
Patrick may be on another line.
Okay.
Yes, we heard. We kind of heard you speak when you were giving your testimony.
Oh, okay.
Because Dr. Posner had the line, his phone line on speaker at the moment, and he was speaking, so we heard you in the background from his speaking.
Right,
and
okay.
Patrick wanted the phone number again to participate by phone. So when he is available, I'll go ahead and give it to him.
But I did hear him on the meeting.
He gave his testimony. He wants to listen to the meeting, budget hearing.
Oh, okay, all right.
Patrick, let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, it's 855.
Yeah.
925
yeah
2801
wait a minute 925 what
28 01.
You don't know it's working me.
Okay.
Code good. Is 8563.
Okay. Welcome to the meeting line. Great. All right, Anu. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This makes it. Yeah. Oh, there's Phil. So Phil got in too. That's good. It's good to have the people there. Thanks, Anu.
Again, if you're watching and you'd like to call in, please.
They're asking for people to call in. I just finished my speech. So please, anybody that wants to call in now.
855-925-2801 and enter the meeting code 8563. Again, 8563. Just a minute here. As a reminder, to get into the queue, please press star 3. Thank you.
I hear silence, so everybody must be calling in.
Yes, I hope so, Phil.
And so far, having listened to Patrick, Denise, and me, we were all very good. So let's hear from Steve and from Tino and anyone else. And Mr. Blake, feel free to call in. They are concluding the meeting now.
By 5 p.m. on Tuesday, February 15th.
I have the option to speak at tomorrow night's hearing in the District of Columbia or Wednesday's hearing in Maryland. Information on how to register for those meetings can be found at amada.com/budget.
Patrick?
Yes.
This is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
How many minutes do we have in
3
total?
Minutes, but you need to 3 minutes, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
But you need to call in now, I think, because I think
too late. They just closed the meeting.
Oh.
But they just closed the meeting, but announced that you can submit written comments until February the 15th. And right. You can talk tomorrow night and Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so if you don't feel like going in and braving the cold or the whatever. The phone isn't a bad option. Yeah.
And it's difficult to get to Maryland, but we can all get downtown to headquarters.
Right. Absolutely. Boy, they put the meeting in Maryland at quite an inaccessible place in College Park this year.
Oh yeah. I've just gotten lazy over the years and over the months, I mean. Yeah.
Well,
this is.
Did Paul get to the Virginia meeting? Because I spoke
to him.
I
thought I heard Paul. I kind of heard it through, I think, Phil's phone or something.
I heard Paul, and he did very well. And right now he's standing outside the CVS on the corner waiting for Metro Access to come pick him up.
God, he's dedicated. He's got to make all three meetings. He's got a streak going, you know.
Okay. I wanted to let you know that the location in Maryland is accessed by going to College Park Station and you need to take the bus from there to the location. And it's a brand new facility. It's very accessible from that perspective. But getting from the College Park Station to the meeting location might be what you were concerned about. It's probably a 5-minute ride. And mm-hmm. I don't know if the shuttles were, how often the shuttles were going, but there are also regular buses that go to that location.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My problem, I've been there for many meetings at the University of Maryland, and this is before COVID, and the shuttles were not that frequent. And the campus and the location, the roads are very complex. And the pickup and drop-off sites were a moving target, kind of like DC.
Okay.
So the building itself is very accessible and it's great. It's just getting from the metro is not simple for a sighted person. And I'm just putting my low vision hat on. Okay. It will be difficult. So calling in is the way to go.
Okay, mm-hmm. Dr. Posner, the bus stop is in front of the building.
Yes, but they don't always use it. Before COVID, I've been on the bus where we went right by the bus stop and they dropped me off around the corner and in the back.
Okay. All right. Well, this building just opened about 3 months ago.
Is it on Route 1?
Yes.
Okay. Is it in front of the campus? Do you know what I mean?
It's not.
Is it in the town?
It's on Route 1 and it's not in front of the campus. It's not at the Maryland at the hotel either. It's further down. It's the mayor's office. Watch
face. 6:37 p.m. You know why I ask is that I got my bachelor's degree there, and I've been coached by some people to show my face. So if I went there on Wednesday, I might be able to pop into the meeting afterwards. That's why I'm asking.
Yes, I also suggest that if you can't get into the meeting, go into a drugstore and make a phone call. So to go to the meeting, which would be the first choice, but just in case you can't find a place or you can't get there, you can still call in.
Right. Well, I'll be downtown tomorrow too, so.
Are you going to the meeting downtown?
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Okay, good.
For me, it's an easy metro ride on the Red Line, so.
But you will be competing with Paul for most meetings attended in any one year.
I assume Paul will probably try to hit all three. Yeah.
Yes, more power to him.
This is a new chair posner. Philippa has her hand up. Philippa, go ahead and unmute yourself to make your comments.
You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to know, is the phone number the same for tomorrow night? I did call in tonight, but couldn't get in.
It is the same number for all the budget hearings.
Okay.
And it'll be the same thing when you put in your access code, listen to the recording. They will tell you three options. If you hit the number three, then you got put in the queue to speak. If you hit one, you're just listening, et cetera. So yes, the same one tomorrow is it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And what time does it start tomorrow? Same time?
Yeah, six.
Same
six
time. O'clock. Okay. I was able to call in around 5:30, a quarter to six, and listen to them behind the scenes because they have an open mic. They may not know it, but they did have an open mic. And if you can't physically get there early, they will be there walking around, and you can walk up within 3 feet of social distances with a mask and smile behind your mask and tell them what you want.
One of the things that's nice, I got an email, Phil, from Brina Helfer, and she wanted to meet with me this week and talk about, hear about maybe RAC stuff and get my impressions of where we think we should be going. So I certainly can give her our 4 points, even though she heard them tonight.
No, that's great. Rena is... an associate for Arlington County and works with the Arlington Board. And I've spoken with her and she wants to meet with the members of the AAC. When it is convenient. And that's terrific. Tonight they had Paul Smedberg and she were there. And mm-hmm. I will bet the DC one, we may have Lucinda, who we all love, maybe there.
Who is that?
Lucinda Babers, who is a DC rep, and possibly Miss Martin, who is also a federal representative who has multiple sclerosis, one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can come down in person and talk to the two of them, it would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. But the new member, Tracy Lowe.
Well, Tracy Lowe is a federal representative. She might be there, she might not. They rotate. I don't have a list of who's going to be there, but basically the two Virginia reps were at the Virginia hearing, and I'm guessing that the DC reps mm-hmm. might be at that the DC
yeah.
meeting. And Lucinda loves us. You know, she's already been to one of our meetings and she has been very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Martin also, that I have spoken with because she has a disability herself, wants to get involved and work with us.
And I'm pleased to see that Ms. Helfer is interested in talking also to AAC. I didn't know if it was just RAC that she was interviewing, but it's good because she's the RAC liaison. But that's good that she wants to talk to AAC members too. She'll get an earful of stuff, you know.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
RAC does have disability members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all have disabilities and ride regular bus and rail. So what's good for us is good for everyone.
Right.
Anyone else? This is degenerated into a fun meeting. After I vented and then relaxed and we got to talk, and hopefully we'll talk the next two times. And I apologize, I'm a little irritable because we had a water main break and I have been up to my ankles in water since Friday. Now that's city water, not drinking water or flush the toilet water or anything else. So we are basically camping out. And just to make you feel good, it was 48 degrees today in sunny Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
And it rained.
Oh, my goodness. Phil, you hired, you hit it well. Until you said that, I don't think anyone could tell.
See, that's why in person is important.
Well, this has certainly been the most unique meeting in my tenure here at Metro, and I appreciate your advocacy and passion, Dr. Posner, as I do with all members of the committee and the public. And I will be at the hearing tomorrow. Members who book your trips, I may have a little something for you, so we may take care of you and make the adjustments there on site. But I'll be there tomorrow. I look forward to seeing as many of you as can make it down there.
All right, guys, I think I'm going to try to grab something to eat here too. And I'll be at the meetings tomorrow night and Wednesday night. That'll work out well.
So that's terrific. What I'd like to do before I give everybody an extra 30 minutes of their life is ask Debbie Fisher if she would like to give us a little preview of her pediatric talk that she's going to give at Bus Rail. After we have patted our Hettinger Award winner on the back on Monday. So if Debbie would like to say anything, and if anyone else, Doris, if you would like to speak again or anyone else, let's have an open mic for anyone for the next 15 minutes, and then everyone can get the heart of their lives back. Thank you so much. So just raise your hand and go.
Chair Posner, this is Anu. I do not see Debbie or Doris on this call anymore.
I see Doris still on my Zoom screen.
Hmm.
I thought I heard her log off earlier, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
If no one wants anything, everybody go get a good dinner and stay dry.
I just saw Doris. Yeah. Not Debbie, though. Miss Rush just raised her hand.
Please, Queen, let's hear it.
Well, I wasn't on for the full meeting. And what did they say about the cards that we have to discard by March the 15th or 14th?
Okay. Mr. Colbert, I think, is gone. But what he said is anyone with new cards for Metro Access, they are okay. They are usable. And Anu, do you remember the last three digits, the ending number that he gave? If you don't have that number, you're okay. Oh, Mr. Blake is back. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe it was 067.
Chris, I'm still here. Chris Colbert speaking. The first four digits are 0167. But if you have an active Metro Access or reduced fare Smart Trip ID card, you are not affected by this change at all.
And so, how are they notifying the public of what they need to do with these cards? We're on the line, but I'm talking about the public.
I don't know what specific outreach efforts have been made as far as regular Smart Trip users. I know there is information online, and I'm pretty sure that they did some stuff several months ago, but I don't recall specifically what.
They have signage and announcements throughout their system. Large signage in both English and in Spanish. If you're riding the trains in particular, I have not been riding the buses, so I can't attest to that. But there are a lot of announcements.
But okay. Cheryl, if you're blind, I have seen the signage. They're gigantic. One is in English and one is Spanish right next to it. But if you happen to be blind, you'll tap them with your cane and just move by it. So
no, but there, I think that there are also audio announcements.
But again, audio announcements are very difficult to hear in the station and on the trains.
This is Philippa. I've heard nothing about it. So I'm still not clear. 0167 means your card is no good?
That's the opposite.
0167 means you're okay.
Yes.
0167 okay. Means that you're okay. If your card starts with 0167, you do not need to do anything differently.
Okay. But I have not seen these so-called huge signs. I mean, when I'm going on the metro, I don't really stop and look at signs.
Well, the cards that they give you, they have record of who has the card. Why can't they just send a good card to the person saying that, you know, this is a replacement of the card that you have, is my question.
Or at least notify people better. Sticking a sign up isn't going, you know, everybody's not paying attention to those.
Yeah, and if they have a record of, they have a record of who has what. I'm not understanding why they don't say this is a replacement of the card that you have. Please disregard that one and use this one. Hello?
Ms. Rush, this is Anu.
Yes.
We will check in, we'll look into that and find out what kind of communication has been going on with Smart Trip customers. Okay. And we'll be happy to share that with the committee.
Thank you.
This is Carol again. I just Googled some information, and a lot of news agencies have talked about it as well. I think that we've had a press release that talks about it, and they like 7 News on your side, and those type of news outlets have had that.
But you're putting the responsibility for on the individual to get a new card, as opposed to you've got the information. It's almost like what they would do with credit cards. My credit card is getting ready to expire. I get a new one.
Okay.
Amen. And
that may be true with the Metro Access cards. However, not everyone registers the Smart Trip card when they purchase it. So in a sense, we should be just talking about Metro Access cards because mm-hmm. everyone well, else okay. is not yeah. registered.
Carol, Justin George wrote a great article in the Washington Post today. It's very, very, very long. And the average person that's not a WMATA geek may not read all of it to see what's going on. The other thing that's happened for Chris Colbert, my replacement card for my new one, I think what they did was they sent it to my Arlington address and the USPS never forwarded it. And so yeah. it's probably sitting in a dead letter office someplace or sent back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think it's an internal control issue because over time, some addresses are no longer applicable. And as there's no review, at least as far as discount cards go, I think there's just a concern to ensure that the new cards get to the right place. Even though it does cause inconvenience to people who need to go out and get the new one as opposed to receive it.
I believe Mr. Colbert mentioned earlier that anyone who has a Smart Trip card associated with Metro Access doesn't have to worry about that. Chris, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yes, so if you have an active Metro Access Smart Trip ID card or an active reduced fare Smart Trip ID card, those cards will not be affected. So if you're a Metro Access customer or a current reduced fare customer, this will not be an issue for you. You already have the newer cards. Okay. That is a 100% guarantee. We used maybe 24 of the old cards way back when we did a pilot run of this thing, and that was well past the time before any of our customers, had to, I guess what I'm saying is it was long enough ago that customers who had those cards have already had to get those replaced. The only customers really in this meeting that it may affect would be customers who purchased senior Smart Trip cards years ago. So if you have a senior Smart Trip card that you're currently using, you need to check those. But if you have a Metro Access or reduced fare Smart Trip card that is active, then those will not be affected.
This is Felipe. What about the Smart Trip card that's associated with your Metro Access card, the one for anyone who may be assisting you?
The PCA card would,
yes.
They're all part of that same program, that same system. So those also are unaffected.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. That chart you have on your desk, one line is going straight up and the other one is going down to zero. Does that have anything to do with life, death, or Metro Access that we should worry about?
No, actually, it's a cutting board.
Okay. I didn't see the chopper at the end. So you're chopping our cards up.
Yeah, I put that away during meetings.
Yeah, no, that's super. Thank you. I have 7 senior Smart Trip cards for when my family comes to visit. So I will turn those all in at a later date. No problem.
Hey, Paul. Paul has joined us. Paul?
Yes.
Very good. So you, we heard your tones on the in person again, right?
Yeah, I'm at a Starbucks now, finishing up this meeting nearby.
So you're not. I told everyone you're standing in front of CVS waiting to be picked up.
That's later. Right now, Starbucks until this meeting is over.
Yeah. I think you might get a little bit of time back, Paul. But so we had three or four of us there, right, Paul, talking about our basic points.
That is correct.
Yeah, good. Okay. That's kind of what I heard, too.
Yeah, but you were all good because you all said the same thing in different verbiage. So you weren't reading a script. You were individuals, which was really nice. I love that. And I'm going to give everybody 5 minutes to raise their hand, or we're going to adjourn the meeting. Without dissent, we will adjourn the meeting in 5 minutes unless a hand goes up. Tina.
Oh, wait, so the reports have already been given, Phil?
No, we're passing on that until the meetings.
Oh, okay.
Gave everybody time to go out and make a phone call so they could talk.
I think it was you, Phil, who mentioned or asked Debbie Fisher what the presentation will be. And she's having two guests. One is a person with autism who's been using the bus and rail for many years to get to work. And the other is the mother of a young man who travels from Union Station, but he's been sort of reluctant to use bus and fixed transit. And so it'll be interesting to hear from her as to, with respect to someone who's kind of struggling on behalf of her son regarding using fixed transit.
Hey, thank you, Tino. And we did have the gentleman who came in and talked about his autistic son and talked to the board also. But I'll get off. And Denise is the next one. She has her hand up.
No, I've already spoken.
Hey, Phil, let me jump in here and ask what you think about this, maybe in some of your discussions. It might be interesting. I don't know when we'd want to do it, maybe later in the spring, to have a discussion about all the transportation funds that are coming into this jurisdiction between Virginia, D.C. and Maryland. How does what does WMATA think they're going to get for funds, and where do they expect to put the money?
That's good. And I will keep everybody attuned to what's happening at the budget meetings, the finance subcommittee. I'd also mention to you that the search committee for the new general manager has interviewed me, as well as the head of the RAC, and suggesting people that we thought might be interesting and what are the things that we would like. And I can tell you what I have said so far, and please, anyone tell me what you would like me to repeat for you. I'm happy to do that. I said accessibility and also listening and responding. I recommended several people that took part in the transportation roundtables this summer, including the current GM in Seattle, the current GM in Kansas City, one of the former GMs in Chicago, the current woman who is running the New York system. I also suggested some of the board members and former board members. Steve Marushian, who is a former board member who is now on the president's transition transportation team, working at TSA, and also Lucinda Babers, I thought, might make a good rep, and Sarah Klein, another member of the board. And the woman who is the former director of the National Transportation Safety Organization. So those are names that I have suggested and discussed with them. And anyone that has another name you'd like to suggest or anything other than listening, following through on the bus transformation process, increasing outreach to underserved areas, and the people I suggested from the FAVE meetings were all people that are doing that in their area. The one person I hadn't recommended yet was the gentleman who handles the buses in New Orleans or Miami. And I also suggested Mike Bloomberg and Terry McAuliffe, since they have ties to the region and they have been a governor and a mayor of a big city. And Bloomberg has a tie through Johns Hopkins, and he might fund the entire situation out of pocket. So, okay, and Tino and Steve, go for it.
Chair Posner, this is Anu. Paul also has his hand up.
I would highly recommend Andy Byford. Andy Byford handled the transit system in Sydney, Australia, also in Toronto. And then he was 2 years in New York City with its Metropolitan Transit Authority for the city.
Tino, can you send that to me by email? If you can send that to me by email.
Yes.
Because I have nothing that's not wet to write with right now.
Okay. The wonderful thing about him is in just his first 5 days in New York City, he went with members of disability advisory advocacy committee, and they took him through the subway system, and he was very interested. He also has named someone to take care of disability issues in his, but in his family, I think his wife has a disability, and so he's very familiar. At the moment, he had a kind of to-do with not Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, as many people do with Andrew Cuomo. And so he left, and he's been heading up London's subway system, transit system. He would be perfect. He's had international experience, and including New York City's. And he's been very interested from the get-go in New York, working with people with disabilities.
Yeah, that's super. Thank you.
They love him there. Can I just mention, they love him so much, they call him Train Daddy in a very complimentary way.
If you'll send me his name, I will pass that on. The initial kickoff of the bus transformation project was the London Czar of Transportation. So that'd be great. Paul, go ahead. You've been very patient. Just send me the information, Tino.
Okay. Well, thank you. Mr. Colbert, just a few short questions you don't have to answer today, but to think about for the Metro Access Subcommittee to answer. Is he still on?
Yep, I'm still here.
Oh, so my question is, this was at a previous meeting. I asked because I heard a recording and I saw for eligibility that I guess because of the pandemic, in terms of people's IDs, it might possibly take 3 weeks for them to get it in the mail. Is that still the case? If you can follow up on that process, you don't have to answer now, but just to think about, you can answer that during as part of your presentation in about 2 weeks. And the fact that my concern was also with that is for people who are newly eligible, if they're eligible to ride, are they allowed to show, their own government issue ID, since it might take that long to get a pass. And the fact that drivers, I mentioned, we're looking for Metro Access IDs only, because I know in New York City, when you initially reapply for eligibility, until you get it, they allow you to use a government issue ID. And I know drivers are trained just to look for a Metro Access ID only.
Okay. Regarding length of time, we are required to make a determination within 21 calendar days. It is still taking a little longer to get those IDs out, mostly because of staffing related to COVID protocols and, you know, the way the mail room and mail system is working, although the post office has gotten better, certainly over the last couple of months. Regarding the government issued IDs as IDs for use on Metro Access vehicles, I can follow up with that with the Metro Access operations team to stress that drivers should still be doing that, because I don't think that's something that we've strayed away from as far as wanting to continue that process, you know, because of delays and the fact that we're not seeing customers in person for assessments right now. But we'll follow up on both of those by next meeting.
Okay. It's just a concern because, you know, I got approached by a driver and they're really hard on showing the ID. And I'm thinking of a new customer or just a renewing customer who may not have, you know, they one actually asked me to show the expiration, the ID's the expiration date. And I'm thinking they should not stress that if that's a new person and they don't have access to the ID yet or they're renewing. And obviously getting the ID is going to take some time. So those just thoughts to think about and talk about for next week as part of your presentation.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Steve, I see your hand up. Did you want to go ahead and make some comments?
Yeah, I'll make this very, very quick. Phil, you didn't mention the general manager of the Los Angeles system. And I'm wondering if you know him, because there's been a transformation there and doing many of the things that the bus transformation project is focused on and also that we often focus on. They have their own access system and they handle a huge metro area there. They've instituted express buses. In fact, they painted their express buses red to differentiate them. And I believe the express buses actually have control over the lights in a certain way. And they have a combination of metro underground and light rail that they're continuing to expand. And they're using those as buses as feeders with the rail system. So, you know, they're doing things that we're doing. And I just wondered if you knew the person or knew of him as far as a possible candidate.
Can I add?
Go ahead, Tino.
I'd add that the Los Angeles extension from the Metro Center of Los Angeles out to Santa Monica has a short train, which includes open gangways. Now it's mostly above ground, probably 95% above ground. So I don't really consider it in the same sense that New York has ordered open gangways trains, but they are familiar with open gangways in LA.
Yeah. The reason I didn't mention them is at the round tables, we had reps from Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, and not LA. My familiarity with LA is 10 years out of date, and the LA bus has always been a joke, and they don't have an underground rail system. And so if you will forward me the LA information, I am delighted to pass that on to the search committee, and if they're not already looking at it. But that's why I excluded him. I basically only recommended people I knew and interacted with.
You do have an underground system. I've been on it.
Yeah, it goes through the earthquake fault.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding.
Uh, Sure, Phil, I will.
Thank you. And I'll be delighted to forward, you know, all of those. So, you know, please do that. That's why I'm asking, because I have limited expertise, except for having access to all of you guys. And Chris and Carol and Chris, if you can think of anyone, I'll be happy to pass them on and leave your name out of it. Okay, if there are no more hands up, it is 7:10, and let's all get 20 minutes of our life back in the cold and sleet and rain. And Starbucks for some of us. And thank you all. This has been a great meeting. We've gotten a lot done. Thank you so much.
It was good.
Chris Colbert, thank you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Great
Everybody
meeting.
Jump to meetings tomorrow and Wednesday night.
Okay. I'll be there, folks.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate